It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Now we got along, my life was real sunny, but only one thing would ruin our fun. I know you love me, but you worship money, and you got mad when I offered you none. Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone.
And thanks for the memories, Oakland. The moving vans were on standby in Oakland, California once again. And this unfortunate city located on the east side of the San Francisco Bay has already lost one, an NHL professional hockey franchise back in 1976. Two, the NBA reigning world champion Warriors in 2019. And three, a three-time Super Bowl winning NFL team, the Raiders in 2020. Now, the final major sports franchise based in Oakland, California has recently announced that it is making plans to vacate the city. It's quite possible that the four-time World Series champion Oakland Athletics baseball team will become the second Oakland-based sports franchise to move to Las Vegas, Nevada. They would join the NFL's Raiders. Will the last sports team in Oakland please turn out the lights on your way out of town? If both the fans and the local government leadership in Oakland had done a little bit better job of supporting its sports teams over the last few decades, this town would not be in the sports pickle it is now facing. Oakland, California, population 423,000, is part of a coveted number 6 market, the San Francisco television market. Several major league franchises moved into Oakland believing that the overall market size was large enough to support multiple major league teams, much like in New York, Los Angeles, or Chicago. The Oakland economy revolves around shipping at the Port of Oakland. Oakland's diverse population includes nearly 40% of their citizens over the age of 25 owning a college degree. Now, the year-round climate in Oakland is absolutely terrific. The average high temperature ranges from 60 degrees in cold January and warms up to just 75 during the heat of August. I'd take that. The low temperatures rarely approach freezing at any time of the winter months. The weather is absolutely fabulous in Oakland, California. So what exactly is the problem out in Oakland? Well, each sports franchise has their very own failure story. But there are a few recurring themes. Let's go through them. In hockey, the California Golden Seals of the National Hockey League began to play in the Oakland Arena back in 1967. Ice hockey, though, simply did not catch on well in Northern California. By 1976, 9 years later, the hockey team became the first major professional sports franchise to leave the city of Oakland. It moved to Cleveland. And in just 2 years after moving to Northern Ohio, the National Hockey League decided to merge that team and it became the Minnesota North Stars. And the North Stars, ironically, moved south to Texas and they're now known as the Dallas Stars. Hey, Rodney, you got a joke for us?
That's the story of my life. No respect. I don't get no respect at all. You can't get no respect from anyone. It's not easy.
Here's a Bay Area joke for you, Rodney. Did you know that the Golden Gate Bridge formerly had a Twitter account? Yeah, it was suspended. Now let's talk about football. One of the founding franchises of the American Football League back in 1960, the Oakland Professional Football Team once held a contest to name the team. And according to one source, in 1960, here's how that contest went. March 20th, 1960, the contest for Name the Football Team was held. Then, a few weeks later, on April 5th, the franchise announced the winning nickname for the Oakland Football Team, the Oakland Seniors. That's right, S-E-N-O-R-S, Seniors. Then on April 14th, the team announced that the nickname was being changed to Raiders. The initial announcement of the Seniors as the Oakland football nickname became the first of many missteps for this pro football franchise. The AFL's Oakland Raiders played their first two seasons in 1960 and 61 in the city of San Francisco. And the Raiders' first home game was actually played in historic Kezar Stadium. You might remember that as the football field where Clint Eastwood's Dirty Harry movie character finally took down the bad guy. Beginning in 1962, a temporary football stadium in the city of Oakland was named Frank Ewell Field, where it became the home for the Raiders for the next 4 years. By the way, Frank Ewell was a successful businessman, an undertaker. My undertaker was a big financial hacker of the Raiders. I believe he dug deeply into his own pockets to build that temporary stadium for the team. The 55,000-seat Oakland Alameda County Coliseum finally opened in 1966, and the stadium would be shared later with the Oakland baseball team beginning in 1968. But here's some more fun facts about your Oakland Raiders. The team's legendary owner, Al Davis, was once the head coach for the team back in 1963 through 1965. He was then named the American Football League's commissioner for the entire next year, and he purchased a 10% ownership stake in the Raiders in 1966. He later obtained full control of the team back in 1972. The AFL Oakland Raiders were then brought into the NFL during the big merger of 1970. Though the Raiders had great success on the field in many seasons, the stadium, which is owned by the county, steadfastly refused to install luxury seating at the facility, which would allow the owner to earn more money. Al Davis yanked his football team away from Oakland in 1982 and relocated the team in Los Angeles. The LA Raiders failed to generate very much local interest in Southern California either. So Al Davis went back to work negotiating again, this time getting changes to his leases with the Oakland Alameda Coliseum, adding more seats, and he brought the Raiders back to Oakland 13 years later in 1995. After years of more public haggling about the need to build a more modern football facility for the Oakland Raiders, the team surprised its fan base by announcing a move to Las Vegas. The Raiders left Oakland after the 2019 NFL season, and they are now known as the Las Vegas Raiders. Here's a Raiders joke for you, Rodney. The NFL may soon show Oakland Raiders games on the History Channel.
Yeah, that's because their fans always love to talk about the past.
Let's talk some basketball now. Did you know that the American Basketball Association, the ABA, once had a franchise known as the Oakland Oaks? And no, they didn't put a lot of time into that nickname, did they? From 1967 to 1969, this original ABA franchise was owned by Pat Boone, the legendary singer. After drawing just about 2,500 fans per home game, though, the Oakland Oaks were losing hundreds of thousands of dollars for their star owner. After 2 years in the city, the Oaks were sold and moved to Washington, D.C. Now, they played their next season as the Washington Caps, C-A-P-S. That name became prophetic, as gunshots were frequently heard in the vicinity of the Washington Coliseum where the team played. The NBA's Golden State Warriors, though, initially played in San Francisco, but then moved into the new, at that time, Oakland Arena in 1971. The basketball team played its home games in Oakland for the next 48 years. The Warriors constructed a new downtown arena in San Francisco, though, and the team waved bye-bye and moved back across the bay in 2019. Yep, bye-bye, Oakland. Hey, Rodney, here's another Bay Area joke. Be sure to bring your country music with you if you go to San Francisco.
Yeah, because they have coin-operated toilets, and you're going to need lots of Johnny Cash.
Let's talk some baseball. The Athletics baseball team was originally based in the city of Philadelphia. They moved to Kansas City in 1955 after the owner decided that the city of brotherly love just wasn't big enough to support both the National League Phillies and the American League Athletics. Once they were in Kansas City, the legendary Charlie O. Finley purchased control of the Athletics franchise during the early 1960s. Though the team quickly became a winner under the new owner, the fans were failing to support the team very well. And in 1964, Charlie Finley nearly moved the A's to Louisville, Kentucky. However, Major League Baseball stepped in and nixed the deal. He didn't give up, though. In 1968, Charlie Finley succeeded in relocating his baseball team out of Kansas City. This time, it was to the West Coast. The Athletics came to Oakland and moved into the relatively new Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. The multi-purpose facility was already the home to the Oakland Raiders football team. And the Oakland A's baseball team won three consecutive World Series titles from 1972 to 1974, yet rarely drawing a capacity crowd in this cavernous, at least for baseball, 55,000-seat stadium. Charlie Finley, the owner's wife, filed for divorce from him in 1980. The team owner's wife refused to accept half of the baseball team as part of her settlement. In order to generate more capital to pay off his wife, Charlie Finley quickly tried to move his franchise to Denver, Colorado and sell it to oil man Marvin Davis. Fortunately, a local buyer by the name of Walter A. Haas emerged to purchase the Oakland A's baseball team and keep them in Oakland. He bought the team in 1980 for just $13 million.
Excellent.
Even though the team would win one more World Series title in 1989, the Oakland A's continued to struggle with attendance. The team was sold again in 1995, this time for $72 million, and then flipped one more time in 2005 to the current ownership group led by John Fisher. That price tag was $180 million back in 2005. Now, conservative estimates are that the Oakland Athletics are worth $1.2 billion right now in 2023. Though we might believe that that potential sales price is enticing, the annual cost of operating the Oakland A's baseball team far exceeds the annual revenues every year for the club. Sources have indicated that the team owners have been losing upwards of $50 million every single year. Now, the cash to meet the team payroll and the operating cost has got to come out of someone's pockets every year. A few weeks ago, the Oakland A's announced that they are intending to move the baseball team to Las Vegas as soon as possible. Ironically, Las Vegas is already home for the team's AAA affiliate known as the Las Vegas Aviators. So depending on what you read, and it does change week to week, the owner of the Athletics is currently planning to share the AAA team's ballpark in Las Vegas with the Major League Athletics team for at least a few more years. Both teams are going to be playing in the same stadium in Las Vegas beginning next year, while a new Major League-sized baseball stadium can be constructed in Sin City. The fans in Oakland are now incensed. They want Major League Baseball to step in and force the current owners to sell the baseball team and make the new owner commit to keep the franchise in the Oakland area. The fans in Las Vegas, they're confused too. Do the citizens really want to spend more than $1 billion in public money to help build a baseball stadium for what has become the worst team in Major League Baseball? Back in Oakland, the poorly aging 57-year-old Oakland Alameda County Coliseum is cavernous for a Major League Baseball team, and the facility has a number of other problems too, including a growing rodent population. For years, the Oakland baseball team pushed to get a public referendum to build a new stadium in Oakland. When it happened, the measure failed. So the current owners properly note that long-term attendance patterns in Oakland prove that the market has been unable and unwilling to support the team. This year, the Oakland A's are dead last in the league with only 10,000 fans per home opener. The Major League Baseball average of all 30 teams, 26,000 fans per home game. To deal with the mounting annual financial losses of the baseball team, the Oakland A's owner has been cutting players' salaries to the bone. And as you might expect, the team also has the worst record in the major leagues this year, too. Yeah, this franchise is in a death spiral. The Athletics have been in Oakland since 1968, and the attendance woes have been an issue for decades. And now the team's ownership is making plans to abandon Oakland soon. Hey, Rodney, here's one more Oakland A's joke. What does the youthful Oakland Athletics fan do when his team wins the World Series?
Hey, yeah, I got that one. He turns off his PlayStation.
Yes!
And if and when the Athletics do leave town, the city of Oakland will be without any major league sports teams at all. No other American city will be able to break that record anytime soon. And that is not intended to be a joke. I'm Swamp Swami.